You know, I was 5 feet tall when I was 5 years old.
No kidding.
I was a giant. I remember I went to see this movie with my brother, who's a year younger than I, but he wasn't as tall as I was. And they charged me an adult price, and I kind of had a panic attack.
How old were you?
Oh, at that time, I think I was maybe 10.
Oh, my
mom dropped us off at the movie theater in Richmond, Virginia. It was a kinder, gentler time then.
At that age, when you were younger, did you embrace that? Was it difficult? Did it have anything with anything to do with you becoming a performer?
I always embraced it. You know, it always made me feel self-conscious when I was a kid. I always was kind of a little loner weirdo. When I was a kid, I grew up not far from a suburb of Richmond, Virginia, not far from where it became pretty rural. So I spent a lot of time out in the pine forest, you know, playing early American, I wanted to be Daniel Boone when I was a kid. So I was always self-conscious, but I spent a lot of time by myself. So I don't really recall too many things. You know, a lot of coaches and teachers in school were always trying to drive me towards sports.
Well, I bet, yeah. Especially basketball, right?
And I was terrible at basketball. It was shameful, shameful.
I want to ask you about Puddles, because Puddles' pity party is what's coming to the Castle Theater. First of all, how and when did you meet Puddles? How did Puddles come to be?
I was a bartender at a place in Atlanta, and he showed up through the back door of the bar and sat at the bar, and he, as plain as day, was sitting there in front of me. And he was silent and just sat there and would motion for a mixture of different soft drinks that we had at the bar. He didn't drink alcohol. Just since then, it was years ago. It was in the 90s. And he just stuck with me ever since then. A lot of times, just they're on the periphery, but sometimes he became more and more part of my everyday. So he was like this guy that would just showed up, and then he would disappear for a while and then come back and disappear for a while and then come back again. And we're just in one of those phases of he's back.
Okay.
And so I'm chasing him around and just trying to help him accomplish whatever he's trying to accomplish. And it seems to be connecting with people in a really interesting way.
Well, let me ask you about that. By the way, this is GLT Sound Ideas. I'm John Norton. We're talking with Big Mike Geyer, who is the a good friend of Puddles, a Puddles Pity Party, who's going to be at the Castle Theater coming up this weekend. I should explain that Puddles is a clown. He's a sad clown, but he's a mime as well.
I don't consider him necessarily a mime per se.
Okay.
But he goes through those motions of miming things out. He chooses not to speak because sometime in his past, he just kept putting his big foot in his mouth. So he just chooses not to speak and communicate through song and through facial expressions. And the other thing, the thing that I picked up about how he communicates is it causes more thought to occur. It causes a person to be more involved in the conversation if you're not actually saying the words.
You mean the person doing the interviewing
or both of you?
Puddles
is very involved in the conversation, but also the person that he's talking to,
Okay. They
have to get involved in the conversation as well to understand what's going on. It's sort of like when you're trying to communicate with someone who speaks a completely different language than you. You wind up really immersing yourself into connecting with that person. That to me is really intriguing. It slows everything down. We're in this world where everything's moving so fast, and communicating with Puddles, it just slows it down, just slow down a little bit and connect with a person. I guess that's how I kind of feel about it in a way.
Okay. Well, I should add to someone who's just tuning in that Puddles is also 6'8" tall. So, and with a real sad face, Puddles can be a little intimidating to some people who,
I think Puddles is actually 6'7.5".
Okay, all right.
Just be a little bit shorter than me, but he wears that crown, so he seems taller than me. The other funny thing is his feet are a little bit bigger than mine, and he's got one foot that is a size 15, and 1 foot that is a size 14. I'm not kidding. That's a true story.
What does puddles bring to you? How do you get to express yourself through puddles that maybe you don't through other characters? What do you get out of that?
Typically, I'm the one, when I do my music and my things, like I've done a little bit of acting and I do my music, it's usually I've created it. So if I bring in people to help me, musicians or just other people to help me make it, I'm kind of the guy that's in charge. But with Puddles, I'm following Puddles. I don't know if he's making the decisions, but what I get out of it is I get to work in a supportive role for something that's kind of bigger than me.
Okay.
We need to get these things done. So Puddles calls the shots, and then I just try to make those things happen as best I can. So that's great to me. That takes me out of the hot seat. I get a lot out of that. That makes me feel that I'm part of something that's bigger than myself.
Well, Puddles has this huge operatic voice. Is this something that you have some training in from a long time ago? Is this something Puddles has picked up recently?
I never had any vocal training. You know, I did watch some workshops on YouTube with Puddles that Pavarotti had, these workshops years ago that he would do. And so we would watch some of those videos that were very revealing on how to hold your body and hold your head and how to project and things like that. But other than that, there's been no formal training. I came up just playing in bands and singing music, you know, singing songs. I've always, you know, I love Frank Sinatra and Elvis and a lot of rock and roll, but I love some of the more dramatic singers like Frankie Lane, and another big favorite was Scott Walker.
Oh, yeah, Scott Walker.
And everything is theatrical about Scott Walker, whether he intends it or not. To me, I see it when I hear things like Scott Walker. But I feel the same way about Dusty Springfield. When I hear Dusty Springfield, it's like a film. It's not just sound. I can see pictures almost. So, and that really dramatic music. I feel that way about classical music as well, though. And also, of course, opera has this, you can really get pictures in your head when you hear it. I think because so much emotion is channeled through it.
So when Puddles is in town here at the Castle Theater, what should we expect of a show? I mean, he makes grand entrances, grand exits, but Puddles is going to be on stage for a while. What do we expect?
Well, he's going to, he likes to sing familiar songs emotively. The show is really about nostalgia and fellowship, not just among the audience and Puddles, but also among the audience themselves. Like Puddles invites the audience to participate in the show as well. So they get to play together, and then they also get to play with Puddles in the show. And he just uses music to create that connection with the audience.
Big Mike Geyer, please tell your good friend Puddles of Puddles Pity Party that everyone's looking forward to seeing him, and thank you so much for your time.
Oh, you are very, very welcome.